that was after the merger and after we settled down. It took about 2 or 3 years of settling down, eliminating duplicate positions. People would, some retired, some decided that they wanted to transfer locations. All of that took place. So they would over a period of time. The offices at that time then, shortly about a year after the merger, we came back from 79th Street. They sold the property at 79th Street, and we were all located in the 47th Street address. And shortly after that, we located the accounting department and the computer operation into New Jersey on a temporary basis for a while until the building was constructed. Then we moved those departments into the building. Membership also went over. Editorial stayed here. And it was really the business office, that you might say, that went to New Jersey. I would go to New Jersey really at that time only about one day a week because my responsibilities had been changed. I was then reporting independently to the treasurer so that he had a feeling that he had an independent audit function going on in the organization. That's really what my main responsibilities were. When Bill Keyes left the organization, again, there were some changes that took place. I was then brought back in and put in charge of the accounting, the computer operations, the order fulfillment, cash processing, finance, the mailroom, the warehousing. All of those responsibilities were my responsibility in a sense. We created at a period of time three associate general managers. One was responsible for business and finance, one was responsible for programs, and one was responsible for volunteer services.
And about when was this?
That was about 6 years ago, five, six years ago. We really jumped up very quickly, and then I've got to get myself reoriented as to where we were in time. My initial responsibilities were really with the accounting and finance areas. And I had those functions reporting to me. It was only later on that I took on additional responsibilities for the computer operation.
So in a sense, did things were added to your responsibilities as new areas opened up, new areas of activity?
Well, it was a matter of as certain individuals left the staff, they decided rather than to just replace those individuals, they continued to try to streamline the management style of the organization so as not to have too many individuals reporting to the general manager. And it was over a period of time, really, that those things took place. Throughout that entire period, though, it was a period of rapid change of the technology that was taking place.
Right.
We were right in stride with what was happening in so many organizations. Computer operations changed several times. We upgraded several times. New systems were brought in. And the whole reporting function, the entire record-keeping function, was then totally on an automated basis. But the only thing, about the last thing that we automated was manual journal entries. Up until just very recently, the journal entries were all still done on a manual basis. And finally, it was automated, and that's where we are now, that everything is on an automated basis.